The intro never gets old. What's up, Jake?
Hey, man, you're right. I'm literally standing here clapping like it's We Will Rock You. I feel like that's right. Out of Knight's Tale. Every time I'm like, yeah, I love it.
when I see that, I hear that, man, I flip into this mode. It's like, all right, let's go. Like, it's like a serious walk-up song or something. It's pretty badass. So let's chat today, man. Reaching audience. I want to dive deep into this with you. And I want to reach out to our audience that's either, the entrepreneur, business owner, person doing nonprofit work, people making change. Those of you that are actually trying to expand your message in sort of in a peaceful, harmonious, beneficial way. You know, those of you that have ill will, just move on from this conversation. We don't want you to reach your audience. Those of you that are misrepresenting your product or service, we don't want you to reach your audience either. So for those of you that are doing honest work and running an honest business, doing things that are trying to make a positive impact, this episode of Disruption is all for you. And in a disruptive way, we're going to cut through the crap. We're going to take that knife and slice right down the middle of the BS, open up the can and say, okay, here's the core of what it takes to reach your audience. And, you know, I'm going to turn it over to you, Jake, in terms of reaching your audience. When you hear me say reach your audience, what do you think that means?
Well, I got a comment on the, don't use your powers for evil. I think that's hilarious and so timely. So I love that. Reaching your audience. So we know it's true. And this is why we're passionate about this one, because I can't tell you how many hours and hours and hours of conversations live, not even to mention there's at least 5 books worth of text in our WhatsApp chat where we're going through and we're having this conversation about this.
Uh-huh.
So we've done a ton of research. We've run surveys out. We're reading old books. We're reading new books. We're looking at a bunch of different things. Reaching your audience is, there's different ways to look at this. And we're going to unpack this from a different direction today, because we think it's important to come from this different place. So reaching your audience historically is about, first, you got to know who you are, what you sell, who you serve, right?
Okay. Who I am, yeah. Who I sell to, who I serve. Yeah, we've all heard right. That.
That's like, the placated standard. We always hear that. And you any big show and somebody's going to ask, well, who's your perfect client? You know what? That's a crap question. I hate that question. Right. I hate that question. Who's your perfect client? Because it's the wrong question. It's just the wrong question. So this is one of those things, like there are several things, but of all of the audiences that we work with, like let's talk about reaching our audience. I'm going to straight up give you the example here. So let's talk to Gen X, Gen Z, and millennial business owners, right? There's always that little bit of age overlap that's in there. Let's talk to those business owners specifically. So when you do the research and you look at what are the things these groups in business owners and entrepreneurship are struggling with the most, the top 2 things across the board, like if we're playing Family Feud, the number 2 answers on the board is access to capital, access to resources, and inability to reach my target market, lack of market penetration. Like those are the things. And for me, I don't think they're 3 things. I think that's the survey. I believe they can all be solved. English is going to be a great language to learn someday. I'm telling
you. Your audience to actually putting words together.
Yeah, right. I think it can all completely be solved by reaching your audience. When you reach your audience, you create more, here's the danger word, revenue. But if your business is running lean and mean, you create more profit. When you create more profit, you don't need capital. When you create more profit, you now have access to all of the resources that you possibly need, because you have the money to throw it out there. So I think the ability to talk to your audience directly and just really communicate with who they are. Now, let's look at that. I said Gen Z, Gen X, and millennials. Okay. It would probably take me a reasonable amount of effort to actually reach out and find out how many of those 3 demographics are business owners, but I bet you it is a huge market. Like I would speculate that it's probably, if I was going to take a shot in the dark,
okay, I'd
probably say it's in like 10 to 20 million people.
But, well,
and it's, that's probably wildly conservative and low. So well, if we talk
we're also
about
in the that, area of the side hustle, right?
Yeah, that might be just where Mike lives in Jersey. So there's, when we look at that, you're like, well, your market's too big. Your market's too big. If you look at that from us, and we've heard that before on the, well, who's your perfect client amongst them? Well, sure, we could niche way, way, way down, and we could say, okay, we're going to hit all the personal development fitness coaches in those three demographics, right? And we could craft a message. But here's the baloney of all this. And this is where, here we're going to switch this. We're going to go a different direction, and we're going to shine a light on the magic, kind of some things that happened for us in understanding this, a little more non-traditional marketing. And this is an NLP, ask the right questions kind of moment. If we look at niching down to that market, the very next historical thing people are going to ask us to do is say, okay, well, what problem do you solve for that market? We've heard that one before. What problem do you solve for your market? And then it's what products and services do you provide to your consumer? All those things are true, but it's the wrong question. Why? Why is it the wrong question? Because it's all about you. It's that's where the magic happens. We finally got to a point through conversations and that leverage, Mike came up with a concept, and he just floated this out there, asking a different question in a different way, which is what you have to do. And this is why partnerships and this leverage and these partnerships, I don't have a better word, are so important. So when it's all about you, we're saying, I'm bringing value. I'm showing up in this way. Our buddy Steve Ramone is always talking about coming from value. And that's true. But if I'm coming from value, it's about me. If I am providing the service and the product, it's about me. Well, that's fine if I am my perfect target audience. If I am my target audience, I understand me. Half the time, that's not true. Like a lot of times, that's not entirely true. So when I kind of walk us to that point, and we're going to go deeper into this, like, and you've been part of this process, you understand, what are you hearing in that, Mike?
So sometimes I get shut down when I hear, what problem do you solve? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's almost, you're almost asking me to create, not you, that question, that idea, that's an offer, right? When you're mm-hmm. a business, right? If you're a drugstore, you ultimately sell, you know, things that make people feel better that they can access either through prescription or on their own. But you also sell pretzels, drinks, diapers, beef jerky, cigarettes. I mean, everything, right? So when you're a business or especially a service business, or you're in the coaching space, you're solving a lot of problems. Yeah, you want to identify the core problem you solve, but more so the question is, what result, what passion, what is the literal thing in that process that you're better at than anybody else? Because everybody solves the same problem, but everybody's got a different view of that problem. Now, it's safe to say, okay, I hear that question. And I say, okay, well, what problem do I really solve, right? Well, like with disruption, right? We help people go faster. We help people get over hurdles quicker. We help them accelerate to their goals in about, you know, 90 days or less. We've done it. We'll show people how to do it, right? Whatever the problem is, we go, boom, we will help you go faster. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to actually be able to go faster, but that's a problem we solve, right? We solve that problem. We say, here's the resources to go faster. Here's how you can get to where you got to go. And here's where you're going. Now, when it comes to reaching our audience, there's a whole different problem. The whole mm-hmm. problem with that is you've got to then create how to get into the mindset of people that want to go faster. You got to identify what they want to go faster in. You've got to make offers. You've got to start turning around and saying, okay, are you struggling with X, Y, or Z? Let's help you solve. So when I hear you talk about things like that, I have to go, okay, I don't want to get shut down here by what problem I solve. I want to realize it's what problem I'm passionate about. And what it is, that spark that I want to see. And then from inside me, I start to build and answer that question before just answering that question with some wordy catchphrase that I use ChatGPT to help me out with, right? I got to feel it, understand it, and be able to actually boil it down. And then I'm going to go with that, but then I'm going to spearhead with that one problem I solved. And then I'm going to solve the other seven or eight around it, right? Mm-hmm. It's usually a problem adjacent. You hit the nail on the head. If you're not making the money, you're not living the dream life you want, you're not doing all the buzzwords you hear, you are not reaching your audience. Well, once you reach your audience, you got problem adjacent. Retention, systems, meaning how the hell are you going to keep service and all this other stuff, staff perhaps, right? Mm-hmm. And then reporting, accounting and books. And then how much more time, what levers are you pulling to match the time required for the new clients? Problem adjacent, right? We don't often think about problem adjacent. It's a great problem. But when you want to reach your audience and when you want to think about what you were talking about, I mean, I can't think of a better resource than the Guild, if I must put a shameless pitch, speaking of solving problems. Let me get up our information here,
man. Yeah, and you're totally, and I'm laughing because like how we describe everything that's part of business, and you guys should understand that by now. We're not trying to pitch you, go out and be a business owner. It's awesome to be an entrepreneur. We're being honest and truthful with you about here's all the things you got. You solved for this one. We got this problem over here. You still need to do, right? It's yes, is being a business owner. And Mike and I both own multiple businesses. We have built multiple businesses. We coach presently and in our roster over 4.6 billion. That's with a B, dollars worth of billion business valuations. We've increased their business valuations in a lot of cases double. A lot of cases double. So, yeah. I mean, when you talk about go faster, that's where some of that comes from. And we've had this conversation around going faster a long time. You guys know I'm kind of a science guy a little bit. So I go to physics in that and I say, you know what? Faster isn't a word. And I think The Martians, one of my favorite movies, you know, going fast is not a word that, you know, people that do physics actually do. It's not a thing. You know, it's not a word that they use, but it's a piece of business. So in the Guild, total-disruption.com, www.total-disruption.com. Everything we have built, all the tools, all the adjacent parts that Michael's talking about, they're in there. They live there. We're doing weekly coaching on that. We've got a bunch of extra resources. We've got some interviews with some super cool, really amazing business owners that are doing super high level stuff, way more than we are. In where we are, because they have a similar mission, and that's the community that's there. You've got access to them. You've got access to all of our vendors, every resource we possibly have that can come in there just to help your business go faster. You know, and we're defining that faster piece, and it's, you know, there's a level in there for everybody. We've got the core value, the core piece of what it's going to cost you to be a member of the Guild and get all the stuff and all the things. And if you need more help, there's a way. We've also got a new thing coming up in season two that nobody's doing this. This is going to be a riot and a ton of work, but it's going to be really cool. So watch for that. Just go to totaldisruption.com, www.total-disruption.com. Check it out. Come and be part of it. Get 7 days free on us. Steal everything that we've built. Walk out the door in the back, and we're happy to let you do it. There's no contracts, no commitments. We're just here to help you go faster, man.
This is for those of you that need professional help, personal help. We've got the systems, strategies, and solutions for you. We want to be honored to be your coach. And we want to unlock the secrets that we found of the 1% to help you go faster and go where you have to go. All right, enough about this guild nonsense, man. But
so legit, so here, so there's a that's a great segue, man. That's the segue is the unlocking the 1%. Unlocking the 1%. So reaching your audience. So most of our audience, most the vast majority of our audience, as we know it, are service providers in some capacity, one way or the other, right? We have, we've got coaches, we've got consultants, we've got financial advisors, we've got strategic board people, fractional CFO, fractional CEO. It's not that they have a widget, right? And this is where people that build widgets have an advantage. I'll straight up say it in this moment. Like it just, for in my brain, people that are selling a widget have an advantage because they're able to ask the questions sooner versus those of us that are service providers. So, Mike and I are having a conversation not long ago relative to market penetration, relative to the things, how do we organize all of the stuff that we have? What should be the first thing? What should be the first thing? And you made the comment. I'm not giving you all the credit on this one because it was such a good question. And I did. I laughed at him after, but I said, man, you suck. You should have asked me that question like 6 months ago. We could be so much further down the road. Like, and it was a late night too. It was just one of those really good ones. So he made the comment about, okay, if you are a brick and mortar walk-up store, what are the people coming to buy? Like brick and mortar walk-up store, what are they coming to buy? And everybody here knows that I'm an archer. Like I shoot a bow and everything. And we were talking about processes. And he says, I guarantee you, you have a process to help me buy a bow, tune a bow, shoot a bow, set up a bow, do all of my bow related goal things, and then scale up. And I'm like, yeah, I absolutely do that. It's a piece of cake. That triggered the thought. That's where this one came from. And so there's the big question. Really, it is. It's not the who is your perfect client. It's not the who is your target audience for growing your audience. It's what is your client? And we did the same thing with our coaching. We asked this question based on historical data. When my coaching clients come to me, what did they want? What did they want to buy when they showed up? Not what I offer, not what all my stuff is, not the resources, not my process necessarily. What did they want to buy when they showed up? And what's the reason they refer more people to us, right? That makes a big difference. So they had a goal when they showed up. So understanding, here's where we're going to go with this. So tell me more about that story before I go down that road and just bulldog this entire thing. Like that's the meat and potatoes of that story.
So it's no secret. Okay. So this is part of how you go faster, right? Jake is incredibly talented at rolling things out, designing and quickly assembling things. And just the stuff makes sense. Yes. Everything needs tweaking. Everything everyone does needs tweaking. Every draft needs a redraft. Mm-hmm. But Jake superpower is one of them, many. Is being able to assemble things, get it done, and it's done, and it's quality. The bones are strong. One of the things that I really do is I sit and I obsess in my subconscious every single second of the day that's winding in the background. I have a problem, right? This is a free hack for everybody. I have an issue. Every time I run into a client, somebody at the grocery store, every time I have an experience in my life, I bounce that issue off of that experience. And I start to try to formulate a way and a process of how I can introduce my stuff to this individual, or how I would make a crossover if somebody knows me in a certain way, how I would say, okay, how can I segue this? Almost like a network marketer would segue a pitch. I don't do it, but I just do it in my head. And then I start to say, what are the missing pieces? What are the analytics? And I run this in my head nonstop. And then when the idea hits me and I go out and I search the web of like-minded people that kind of do what we do. And I say, okay, what's everybody else doing out there? Let me get a who, right? Jake always says, let me get a who. If you didn't catch that in our last episode, I highly recommend it. So I go out and I get a who. And I go, okay, who's a little more organized here, or who's a little bit more tightened up in this section? I start looking at that. All of the information clicks. I don't swipe. I don't model. I just say, okay, this is what we need to be doing. Not exactly what they're doing, but this is everything comes together, run it by Jake, and boom, right? We needed a process. So when somebody comes into our guild at 2 a.m, because it could be 2 a.m, because we're international as well, right? Mm-hmm. We need somebody to be comfortable with all the information provided. We need somebody to feel right at home in an environment where they can learn and they can immediately dive into the content in an organized, clean, concise way and begin to make a transformation. They have 18 cups of coffee and they have 35 reins and they're caffeinated to the max. And they are literally going until one of our live coaching sessions. Or they're so excited about information that they message us in our community. And then when we wake up in the morning, obviously we're checking messages, we're getting right back to them, right? So that's where the nexus of this whole thing came in, right? How can you take a virtual thing like we have and make it and humanize it? And that's where that came from.
Yeah, 100%. So let's answer the question. Like let's answer the question so they know where we went with this. You guys know we have a mountain of resources. We have a huge amount of ability. And this is one of Mike's super talents, absolute superpower, is no matter where you are in the alphabet of business, A through Z, right? Now, if you're in the very start or you're ready to exit business at Z, no matter where you are, he knows where to start. And he knows where to backfill some of those pieces. We have all that in there. Everything is in there. But how in the world do you describe that to people when they come to us? Like you can't do it. You can't put a price tag on it. You can't put a label on it, right? So we did the research. We had the conversation. We went back to, all right, what are the three biggest problems that our market demographic has? What in our ability can we solve for? Well, we know that we can solve for market penetration. We know that we can. We have every tool and we have every piece and we have all the social proof with which to do it. And we said, all right, now here's where the magic happened. We asked the question, all right, if that's what they need, what are they coming to us to buy? What's the widget? What is the thing they need to buy? And when it comes right down to it, what they want to buy, our market as a whole, the people that we deal with, all the people that are in the guild that we're coaching, a resounding answer to this is they want a really easy, deployable, efficient way and resource and tool and formula that they can get market penetration really fast. That's what they want. They want this particular thing. Now, are there a bunch of different things inside of it? Yep. There's a whole bunch of them that live inside of this. But the core two where it starts is really getting clear on your value proposition. We've got a tool for that. And we have a full market evaluation, full market assessment for your business to run through. That will then populate out a, here you go, here's the marketing plan. You can take and run it and go fight win on your own, or you can come and be and hang out with us and we'll help you with it and we'll engage you with it. So that's the thing that people are coming to buy. I mean, are we marketing guys? No, we're not marketing guys, but we're solutions guys. Like that's what it is. You want to go faster, you need the solution. You want to go even farther faster, you go with people that have the same idea. Right. So that's basic of that.
But more importantly, well, yeah, you're right, Space. But to expand on that, you need to have, as a business owner, or as a person seeking funds, if you're a nonprofit, if you're out there just trying to do some good, okay? It doesn't have to be this big, build a big business, become a millionaire or eight figures, you know. If you're trying to just grow, even grow as a human, right? You gotta have a path, right? You have to get in communities and do things and expand your message. So sometimes your message could be, hey, my name is Mike and I want to meet you. I want to meet new people. I want to be influenced by new people. I want to go have dinner with other people. I want to experience life. I want to think about things, right? In a different way. So when you're a business owner and you're trying to amplify, right? You got to amplify. You have to realize you have to get comfortable having your stuff and going out there to the world. And without it, you're just standing on a soapbox. I mean,
you can't be a secret business owner. You can't have market penetration. You can't possibly reach your audience and deliver your message if you're singing in the shower. You can't do it.
Well, Jake,
you got to do it. So you've got to build that. You've got to build that mental mindset that, you know what? I do have a message to share. Everybody needs to hear it, and it will impact someone.
I have a great message. Tune into our next episode of Total Disruption. I hope you guys like today. We'll see you soon. On behalf of Jake Clendenning, my name is Mike Labersee. It's your time to disrupt.